Good morning, everybody. I want to finish up today the sukkah of Vedika, or Prisha rather, from Ubaris and Venika. I'm sorry, I got a little discombobulated yesterday sitting in my office. I don't know how it came out on the recording. If someone listened to the banging, I think the radiator is the original radiator when the building was built. It's close to 100 years old. So, you know, if I'm still working like that at 100 years old, I'll be okay too. But Lamaisa was pretty noisy. I just lost my train of thought a little bit. But I think we got to most of the primary ideas. Again, this is Sif Zion. So we look in 25, again, just quickly. So Simkuf Peidal, Sif Zion. So it says, give Vesiv Meibura, right? She gets the Vesiv that she had been covered from before. She had had before she was pregnant. Right now, she, that day came, over Meminikasa, you know, the day of the while she's nursing. So ain't Sarach Lifra Samach Vesta. It looks like not even a young Vesta either. And because Muteris below Vedika. Then the problem is that what is Hukar Uber? So we explained already 3 months. Fine, we discussed that also. Then we mentioned that in Sim Kuf Pei Tes, we're in Sim Kuf Pei Dal. They're a little later in Sim Kuf Pei Tes, the very end of the Sim, in Sim Lamed Gimel, it says in 27, okay, she had to be Choshesh's at least for the following month, for that day, the next month. And that seemed to be a stira. That seemed to be a stira. So we explained over the Marshal, a little different shita, and we was troubled with it. But the Shach and others explain it, the Pesachei Tshuva, explain that the difference is that in Kuf Pei Dalet she didn't see, so she doesn't be choshesh or anything. But if she did see during the Meiria, during the May Bura, May Menekes, then she has to keep the following month like it would be by a Vesta Sheina Kavua, like any Vesta Sheina Kavua. The Marshal seemed to say that you could be theoretically Kovei Avesa, she saw three times, but anyway, that's what we're up to. Okay, so and I mentioned at the very end, according to the Poskim of nowadays, the first 3 months, even if we're sure she's Mubaris, she should be Choshish if she had Avesa, from before. So that's what I'd like to go on with right now. But before that, we'll get to that at the end. Before that, though, I'd like to take a look. We're up to number 30, right? That's the thing we're up to in the packet. And it's Hilchos Nida Ramban Perek Hay Os Chof Dalet. Okay, now we talk about, because that's the next Sif. We just finished Sif Zayin. Sif Ches is talking about the woman who was in a hiding place, out of fear. So the Ramban writes in 30, Aisha Shaisa Nechbez Machbe Mipne Pachad. She had to run away in hiding. We explained there were marauders, highway bandits, whatever, invading armies. So she went into hiding. And Vihigia Yom Vesta, on the day of her Vesus arrived. So Choshesh saw Filo Haya Vesus Kavua. Okay, she should be Choshesh, if it wasn't a Vesus Kavua, for that, whatever day was last month. And so she has a Vesus Kavua. But Ava Hayom Velo Ra, Samu Teres Shamesh. But if that day came and went and nothing happened, and she didn't do Vedika, we can assume she's Tahora. Shechazoka he shecharada masalakas adamim. Even if you hold versus the rice, even if you hold she normally has to do Vedika, or choshesh if she didn't do Vedika, then maybe she was tamei. Here you don't have to be because charada masalakas adamim. And then it says in the Ramban, v'chein muberes. The same as muberes. Shehukar ubro omenika kol chavta alachodesh shefilu meis benah. Im over is man versus mutaras hashemesh kevish rosa afal pishalo bodka. Now, if you look carefully, the Ramban, it sounds like that afal pishalo bodka means what? B'diavad. If she didn't do b'dika, b'lachatchila she do b'dika. That's what emerges from this Ramban. If according to the simple reading, right? As he's saying, you don't have to be choshesh, right? But Bili Eved will assume that if Kevin Shalarasa, Afal Pishalabodka, she's Mutaras of Shamish. According to this Ramban, it looks as though this whole thing is only Bili Eved. Right? If she's hiding, she's scared, she gets the arrest, Chatchila, she should be Choshish. That's how the Ramban appears. However, the Rashba, in 31, the Taras of Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, but he parted company with him on this issue. The Taras of Isa Archbai Zion Shar Gimel. So he writes in 31, first he tells the whole Gemara that we saw. We saw the Gemara. Okay. And so he said it's over Vesus Daraisa. If you look about the five lines down, he says it straight. You don't need a Bedika. I don't know. Okay. That's by somebody who is who's in fear and hiding. And Hachanami, same thing by Mabaris. Alma Sira Rabbi Yochanan de Muberes, Mishur Hukor Ubra, Mesulekes, Domin, Afilu, Higia, Evesta, Eina Choshesh Slava, Eina Tricha Bedika. Those are the key words, four lines up. Right, it seems from the Sugi the Gemara, says the Rashba, that Muberes wants Hukor Ubra, whatever it means, we discussed. Mesulekes, Domin, Afilu, Higia, Evesta, Eina Choshesh Slava, Eina Tricha Bedika, Vafilu, Lechatchila. He says it openly, Vafilu, Lechatchila, Nami, Eina Tricha Bedika, Midama, Loboy Bedika. Okay, and so therefore, who had look at the last one? Who adin leafila chatila boy bedika? The time of the mislek is done. Bechain das haver sinat zorfasim zal. The das haver nizrachi levin. That's the bottom. And not the Ramban. So in this issue, the Rashba disagrees. Okay, and he says that even lechatila one does not need to do a bedika. How do we paskin? So here is sivches 32. Okay, some kuf pedal sivches. She was hiding in some hiding place because of the pachad. So the mechaber assumes like the Ramban. I mean, like the Rashba. Eina choshesh like the Rashba. Hago with Ramah says, "Yei shomim davkim over a vessel of bodka below higisha." Then tahora below bedika. Aval chatchila tzricha bedika. That's Ramban. Okay, so the mechaber paskins like the Rashba. You makel and Ramah is machal like the Ramban. Chatchila. She requires a bedika. You have to be choshesh. Okay. Now, what's interesting is this is the case of Haisa, again, as the Shulchan Aruch introduces, this is Sivches. Haisa Nekves B'machva. Right? She was hiding in a hiding place because of Pachad. So the Shach points out something interesting. The Shach in Sivchot and Chavalaf here, 33, he says, wait a second. Why is this any different than a Muberes? If you look back in, what was it now? 25. Look back in 25. Siv Zayin, the previous Siv, okay. Imigia Vesta Mei Bura Homemeni Kosh, okay. Afilu Ain Sarach Lefros Halvesta Afilu Betoch Vesta Mutaris Below Bedika. So why here suddenly does the Ramah pipe up and say, well, Lechatchila Shul Bedika? You hear the Kasha? That's what Shach is saying. Lechatchila, he says, Lechicha Bedika. So the underlying kasha of the Shach is why I mean the Gemara equated the cases, right? The Gemara we saw yesterday equated the case of the woman in hiding and the woman who's a Muberes, I mean Ekevenekes, it's Musalekes Domim. So the dinim are equivalent. You hear in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Ches, he pipes up the Chatchila Tzricha Bedika. Okay. And it's unlikely that the Ramah is commenting both on Zayin and Ches together. Now, you could say, well, he's made his comment in the Siv Ches at the end of the discussion, you know, but it's a little hard to say that. So Shach says, below Domi Limaber Suminika. Shach says, don't get excited. It's not the same. The Misomach, the Afilah Hatchila ain't Tzricha Bedika. Okay, he says, don't be bothered by this Kasha, Misomach, I mean the previous Sif. Okay, Siv Zayin, no one said, Lechatchila she needs Bedika. Right, all it says in the Shulchan Aruch is Afilu B'Toch Vesta Muteres Below Bedika, and no one said anything. It's not the same. The Muberes of Menekes Chazina and the Damei Mesulakim. The Damei Mesulakim by a Muberes and a Menekes. Okay, Menika. There's no doubt biologically the dam stops. It should not. It doesn't menstruate. That's a scientific or biological anatomical fact. Like a woman who's pregnant doesn't bleed, doesn't menstruate. Okay? So we know, Damem Usulakim. However, he says, is it always the case? Everyone, you know, it's not possible for one to, yes, have a period, even when she's hiding? It's not a biological thing. Yes, we mentioned yesterday that fear and emotions, with men also, can generate bodily reactions. We know that. I mean, you know, again, a person's very nervous, you know, so sometimes people vomit. I mean, you know, they get so nervous and so on. I mean, you sweat. There are other physical manifestations to psychological challenges I don't want to say, because I don't know if you publicly, you always said it publicly. One of the yeshiva here, now yeshiva said, you know, it was known that when you have Soloveitchik, it was not my time already. My time was already older and not well and mellow. But in the old days, he was very, very tough. He was extremely, you know, takif, you know. And if you said something that didn't make so much sense, he ripped you apart. I mean, he's great. You know, he's very intolerant of of guys who didn't say things clearly, didn't understand things clearly. It was very, very difficult. And if you read something wrong, I wasn't there in those days. By my time, when the Rebbe was Nifter, so was it 1993? So he was Nifter Chol HaMoed Pesach. So Levi was Chol HaMoed Pesach. I heard the last days of Pesach was a Sunday. So they had here in YU a couple of weeks later, they had in Lempo Torm a big, a Hesped and so on. One of the speakers was his son, Rabbi Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. So he said he thinks the turning point in his father was after his mother died, meaning the Rav's wife, he mellowed out a little bit. I think that was 1967. So he said he mellowed a little bit. And he mentioned Chaim Soloveitchik, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik said that he had been in Eretz Yisrael, and he came back and he went to his father's shir. He sat on the shir, and the one boy raised his hand and said something. And Chaim Soloveitchik said, like, he started to cringe because he was just waiting. His father was absolutely going to pounce on this guy. And, like, he was just bracing himself for this attack. And his father said, it's an interesting idea. And he said he was so taken aback. So he said, after the shir, Rav Shachter Shlita was still in the shir at that time. So after the shir, Chaim Soloveitchik said he walked over to Herschel. And he said to him, I see there are a lot of interesting things going on in the Shia these days. And he said, yeah, it's a little different after he came back. Because the Rav had three Avelos in a row that year. He lost his mother, his brother, and his wife all in a few months span. So anyway, but Bekitzer, so what I mentioned, a certain Rosh Hashiva here told me once, I think he said it publicly, I'm not sure, he said that he came into the Rav Shia, he was so nervous that the Rav was going to call on him. He was so nervous. He couldn't learn. He was just so tense. He came to the shir, his stomach was knotted. So he finally went to the Rav and asked him to please don't call on me. I need to get used to the shir. And the Rav was, of course, cooperative. And of course, now he's one of the prominent Rosh Hashiva. But said it was extreme. He said he was so nervous. His stomach was knotted. So we know that the physical, our physical manifestation. Still, the Shach here says, the Kafala, Shach says, but it's not everybody say every woman who's pregnant is not menstruating. It's just a biological thing. You don't menstruate when you're pregnant, okay? Because the eggs would fertilize. It doesn't happen. Just the very first week, I showed you the scientific, descriptions of what goes on. So it doesn't happen, okay? So therefore, by Mubaris Menika, there's not even a Chathila. However, right, Mahaisa Machve says the Shach, Lo Barlam Kule Hai, that the Aim Sulekis, Dama Dochazina, Kaman Roshim, Afal Gandam, Afal Roshim, Stafkidam. There's some women who, even though they're in hiding, they don't believe. So therefore, says the Shach, that accounts for the distinction. That says that's why, by Mahaisa Menika, we don't even have to, in Chathila, don't have to worry about it. By Mahaisa Machve, which is hiding, Chathila should worry about it, okay? So it's more or less what the Beis Yosef says. Again, because the Beis Yosef Kara doesn't make a distinction in the Shulchan Aruch. All right, to the Beis Yosef here in our Siman Kuf Pei Dal 34, of Akosha, the Kevin the Medin, Haisa Machla, Pristina, Lubera, is the low boy Medika, Kevin the Demem Shalokin, because the Torah does make this, that's what he's doing. Machla, the Kosha, Rabbeinu, the Muberis, ain't Tzarchli, Frosh, Man, and Sonchli, that's Tzarchli, Chathila, why should any different? Right, so, the Beis Yosef asked the Kosha, not with regards to the Ramos comment, but with regards to the Torah, who does make the chilek, the same kasha. Why should there be any distinction? And he reads through the Gemara, and he says that again, it's clear that the whole that the requirement, the whole sugi, he said, is talking about b'di'evet, right? He says clearly l'chatchila boy b'dika b'shas vesta. And if you remember the Hahu Saba that brought this whole question up on Daf Yud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan, he was talking b'di'evet. He said, he said he gave us a low bodka. Low bodka means he wasn't asking in advance. He was asking, he gave us a low vodka, it's a b'di'evet already, right? So that's how he says. Alavada mashon read to the Beis Yosef, again, his problem is, again, that let's remember, the Gemara made an equation between the Mourner's Frightened and the Mubaris and Meneka, right? And Mubaris Meneka, we said, Mislekes Domin, Mislekes Domin. So again, the Beis Yosef also seems to say, that the whole din there is b'di'evet, and the Chathili should check, and by a woman in hiding, and that's how, and even though he didn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch, he says that at least you could approach it that way. But the Bach takes it a step further, and the Bach gives the answer really about Mesulekas Dama Legamri, as opposed to not Mesulekas Dama Legamri. The Bach in 35 Okay. You know, again, the Beis Yosef simply proves that it's only by the evidence she has to be choshen al chatchila, but he doesn't deal with this exact problem. The Bach does. He writes so much. Because when old the muberes from anika ain't zarch levos on the west and before shlesham bedira rosh the hiksha Beis Yosef came with the medina high samach pashtin the muberes the low boy bedika came down mishalachim. Since our whole answer about a muberes was based on the gemara about the woman in hiding. In came after she caused Rabbeinu to muberes ain't zarch levos from the son of Esther. I feel a chatchila. But he says he thinks it's a different girsa. He says he didn't have the words below bodka, which is taka like the Beis Yosef said mashma the Evan. He had the words. He gave a says a may buramahu. And a higher goris, he gave a says a may buramahu. In other words, below vodka. Okay? So he said, and that's even a chatchila. And so he said, Pasha Rabbi Yochan, Kevin, the Mislekas, don't make kill the Gabo, I feel a chatchila, Bavadika. Okay, so it's the same thing here. But at the end, as far as the distinction is concerned, a chatchila, all right, she's not Mislekas, done completely. Look at the last line of the Bach. He says, So again, he makes that distinction, which is more or less like the shock. It's not completely Nusalek is dumb, and she can see a little bit and so on. Okay, that's the distinction over there. The Taz here in Sukkot and Aleph mentioned a different angle, okay, different chiluk. Everyone understands, right, what our problem here is, right? You know, again, the Gemara draws an equation, yet the din does not end up being the same. So let's take a look at the Taz in Sivkot and Yud Aleph. And if the Ramah brings the Rashba, right? We said that's the beginning. Kehem is the Rashba. The Hilachatchila Ein Choshesh. The Havizu Kamom Uber is designed. The Torah quotes like the Ramban, which the Ramah brings, right? That we are Choshesh L'chatchila. Okay? We're Choshesh L'Ramah, right? The Hikshah Beisos HaTorah, but the Gemara already quoted it. How can you say that it's different? Umar V'chos Nizal, third line of 36. Umar V'chos Nizal, that's the Bach. Because of the Hayla Torah, Girsa Cheres B'Gemara. Okay? He explained it based on a Girsa. But on this Daitinir, Adram Kipshutan. He said, very big difference. The Gabe Siluk Domi Mishum Pachad, Ika Lemecha, Shema Ba'osa Shah, Shatiska Klobala, Yetza Pachad Meliba. When your whole thing is based upon a situation of fear, okay, she's in hiding with her husband in some hiding place, you know, so she's frightened. But it could be that something will cause, the fear is a psychological, so the fear will be removed temporarily. Right, there's a possibility, right, that when she's with her husband at that moment, Yetzer Pachad Milibo. The cave in Shushas Vesta, Efshe Shaz Titma, Ki Aruch Bizman Abba. Velo Amru Ba, Shecharoda Misalekes Adamim, Elim Haisa Kol Shas Havesis Becharoda. Velo Efsika Bimena. Right, Vizet Dover Bor. Im Haisa Pachad Bitchil Shas Vesta, Yotzer Pachad Bisalcho Zman Avesis, Ozi Kishanosh, and Bechazer Tivim Kama, Rishon. And maybe the state of fear, your anxiety will be lifted. You'll get used to it. You'll calm down. Whatever it'll be, right? It can be removed. And I'll kainlo to shamish at achash over kol shas avesti. Better wait till after the shas avesti is over. Ma she'ena kain bu meberes. Shekvar him mislekes damim. Ve'ein chashash leser osa filo b'shas avesti. What are you going to say? Well, she's pregnant. She stopped menstruating. And now suddenly she's going to menstruate again. No, she's not. It's like a little different angle. Okay, than what the Shach said. The Taz is saying that when it comes to fear, so the fear can stop, right? The state of fear, a person, you know, is frightened or something, but you can overcome it at some point, and at least temporarily, and maybe that will cause her, and she'll bleed again. But not true by Muberes. She's not going to suddenly become not Muberes. Okay, fear can go away, but pregnancy continues. That's the bottom line. My pregnancy and nursing, you know, whatever's gone on anatomically, that continues. That's not going to go away. So therefore, he says, right? So that's why he says that chiluk. And therefore, by muberes, we don't have to worry lechatchila even. But by a woman who's in hiding, lechatchila, she's doing medika, because maybe the fear will go away. Right? That's the concern. Yeah? But that's the Taz's approach to this. So Soloveitchik just added, Kedako, a little bit of a different signon, style. But he says basically, by a Muberes, it's Derech HaOlam, right, that it doesn't bleed. So therefore, there's no Chaloshem Vesis. Right. Once you achieve the status of a Mubaris after X number of months, or a Menekes after the baby's born, and so on, so there's no Esti Dosa, there's no Chaloshem Vesis. Okay, there's no Chaloshem Vesis anymore. So therefore, she doesn't have to check. She doesn't have a Vesis at all. So then, even Chatchila, she's Muteris Shamish. Okay, because Al Pidin, there's no Chashash Vesis because there is no more Vesis. So the Chaloshem. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Rav in his, the Bishka style. There's no chalos shame vessels, right? There's no status of a vessels, but not Mashenu came. Someone's in hiding. Okay, as we said before, like the Shach said, there are women who do bleed when they're in hiding. So you can't say there's been a hafka of the chalos shame vessels. Okay, what it means, charada mitzalekes is adamim. Okay, is mafkia the chazaka of orech b'zman haba. That's the way the Rav put it. Was the concept of charada misalekes zadomim overpowers the chazak of oreach bisman haba, right? However, l'chatchila there's still a din of prisha b'yom haveses because there is still a chalos of yom haveses. But yeah, if the day went by, okay, she's mutaris. You hear the Rav's angle? It's just a different. I mean, there's not major. Difference is just different, huh?
All pretty much saying the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a different, all known language. Yeah. All known. The Rav put it in Brisket terminology, halos, and this. Okay, anyway, take it or leave it. That's the point. Anyway, that's the answer. If you look in the Chavos Das, the last thing on this unit, in 37, Chavos Das, here in our Simon, Sukkot Nechav, in Chidushim, Sukkot Nechav, Eina Choshesh says, Hein l'in shemuteres afilu b'shas vestal l'shamesh, both things. She's Mutaris L'Shamish and she doesn't need a Bedikah. Okay. The question I'd like to look at for Rosh Hashanah to wrap up this unit is, what's the story with a Mubaris today? By which I mean the following. In those days, we said that nothing changes until 3 months. Okay, that the women would continue to have their periods for 3 months into the pregnancy period. Okay. So first of all, that's not really the case today. So as we'll see in a moment, some of the posts are saying Nishtanu HaTorim. There's been a change in certain nature. We know in general.
Somehow. I feel like that actual documentary, this thing, like, is it recorded elsewhere?
I don't know. I should have taken a look. I have a sefer at home called Nishtanu HaTorim, which has a collection of different places where we said this. Has it been documented? I don't know. I really should look. I do know that there have been studies about women in different climates and different places and how their periods work. So, it is possible. I mean, I read that, the tribal women in Africa in some places and so on, and they're different than Norwegian women or something. I don't remember now, but, there are differences. And again, you see, I'd be more comfortable to say the woman, this pasha says there should be heavier bleeding now because we're better nutrition, the whole body, So I don't know. I have to take a look. But that we'll see about Nishtanu HaTorim in a moment. But there's something else also in this we do know is different. Okay. We know that it's possible for a woman to know she's pregnant much earlier with much greater accuracy, right? I mean, than just she's her period is late. I mean, now you have tests and so on. So the question is, Bismanenu, do we still consider her a Mubaris, okay, only after 3 months? And it's only after, or will we say that no? A woman, even if she knows she's Mubaris, she knows she's pregnant. Again, the halacha, which we saw in some Kuf Peites, right, let's remember, it's Siv Zion and Kuf Peidala by us, it said, look ahead to Kuf Peites. So we got sidetracked by, let me go back to source 27. We got sidetracked by what seemed to be a steer, but the main point that we looked at Sim Kuf Peites was because the Shulchan Aruch here said to look at it. It was talking about the first part of Sim Kuf Peites, Sif Lam and Gimel. Namely, which said, Muberes, La'achar Shlosha Chadoshim Ruhr, Manika Kol Chadoshim. He says, what does Muberes mean? La'achar Shlosha Chadoshim. So it sounds like, so the question really is, what if a woman today knows she's Muberes and it's not 3 months yet? So what's your status going to be now in terms of these dinim? We have to, well, the halacha is nothing changed until 3 months, and you can't be mekel or no. Now we know she's pregnant, so it takes effect even before the 3 months. So Rekiva Eger has a tshuva about it. In 38, Madur Kama Simon Kuv Chav Ches. That's verse 38. He writes, Lanias Daiti, Ha the Sil of Dom Hurak, Kmisha Hukar Ubra. Okay, only when her pregnancy is showing, she shows. But after in any rose, Benoshi Didan, the Miyad Kishinis Abru Musulakos Dom and Minishtano Hatwaim. Even though we, and he's writing in the 1800s to Rekiva Eger, he says, even though we see that, you know, women are pregnant, they already stopped bleeding before the 3 month cutoff point. Nishtano Hatzvaim, the commercial cost of Tosos Gabi Inunisa Devardo. It's about a certain, some of the Hildes Trafus, some kind of a lobe or something, an animal. It's different nowadays. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, Hachazin Meshulchan Aruch, the Echon Muber Shukur, the Lone Nisko Remes Bachonim Shaladidan, Afala Hukur, Burkane. So we keep arguing, what can we do? We don't find anybody who makes a distinction, and therefore he seems to learn that Ein Lahakel. He says we have no reason to believe that Allah has changed, and therefore we should continue to be machmer in the first 3 months and treat her like a regular nida. If she, you know, and we're not going to say that the fact that we know the vados she's pregnant is going to change it. That's what Kibbeger says. Okay, that only once the pregnancy is noticeable does she take on the halachic status of Mubaris, even though biologically, she may be embarrassed before that. So it says Rekiva Eger. The Moshe Feinstein of Halavacha has two tshuvas on this issue, 39 and 40. First tshuva, these tshuvas are written about a year, a little more than a year apart. The first one is in Yerodei Chel Gimel Simen Nun Beis, 39. Okay, Yerodei Chel Gimel Simen Nun Beis was written Heishvat Tavshin Mem. Okay, Tavshin Mem, 40 years ago. Okay, Geder Mubaris Manikil in Sil Domen. Okay, so there's Os Aleph, 39. He named it Isha Shekvar Borer Shehimu Beres Al Yedeh Har Goshosu Be'atzma Bofen Borur Ol Hayedeh Bedikos Hayeduz L'Rofen. Right, Rav Moshe writes, a woman who knows she's pregnant, either she knows she's pregnant because she can feel it herself, it's not her first baby, she knows exactly what she feels, it's nausea, whatever else it is, that, you know, that the telltale, everyone has, you know, knows herself, telltale signs that she's pregnant. You know, my wife had always had very, very difficult pregnancy. She was really pretty sick. Baruch Hashem, no issues with the babies. And she was just sick the whole time. And so, you know, my wife was a nurse for many years. So she would become dehydrated because she threw up so much and so on. And the medicine didn't help. And, you know. So she would go on IV fluid. She would come home. She brought one of those poles. You know, those IV poles with a thing. And that's what she'd have in the house, you know, when she felt faint or whatever. So, I forget which baby it is, but one day she came home with that pole. We hadn't told, it was a later baby, so we hadn't told the children yet, the older children yet, that she was pregnant. So one of my daughters, my oldest daughter, must have been, whichever baby it was, I don't know, she was a 6 or 8 or whatever, you know, she said, how come mommy has that pole? She's not pregnant, is she? Like, she just assumed that was a telltale. Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, as a matter of fact, she is. But she thought, mommy has a thing. She must be having a baby. You know, that was what she was used to. Anyway, but he's talking about Hagoshos Be'atzma. Oh, Ayde Bedikos Hayeduos L'Rofim. And today, of course, it's a Rosh Hashanah. This is Tavshin Mem. It's 40 years ago. It's not only Bedikos Hayeduos L'Rofim. You can take the test in your own bathroom at home. You know, and the thing changes color. So we have, and they're pretty accurate today. You know. Anyway. Aval adayin lo avru gimel chadashim shalahu karuba. So what's it this? He says vadam the gemara dafka achas she avru gimel chadashim v'mecheskim sachas damim. Right? He quotes our gemara and sound of Zion, everything more we saw. Okay. But he writes aval hein mehadhu mehadvarim shenishtano atvoim ze eze meos shana. That's for several hundred years. Says Rav Moshe she teichav v'shenis avru apostle damel. But that's most of the time. It's right away when she was pregnant. Maybe not the first month. And a matter of fact. He adds, the idea is Rova Nashon Kimar Kulon, Shechoshov Chachoshos Yarche Ibura Mishas Havsokas Vias Adam. How do they calculate the so-called due date? Today, how do they calculate the due date? It's based on her last period, right? And that's how a Cheshman, children know this, I'm making this up, right? That's how they calculate, the doctors figure out, based on the last due date, based on the last period. When is her due date? That's what Moshe writes. figure how many months it's going to be, you know, Mishas Hafsaka Shvias Adam, since she no longer sees Dam, since the last time she saw Dam. Okay, so therefore, that's the question. So he writes, therefore, it seems to me, we rely on this Nishtana HaTvarim and many other areas of Halacha, and therefore Moshe here seems to say, you know, if it's known that the woman is pregnant, but 3 months has not passed yet, since the Teva has changed, once she's pregnant, she stops bleeding. And again, we know that the whatever coolers that come in after she's pregnant with 3 months will apply now once she knows she's pregnant. Right? So the Moshe is disagreeing with the Rekiv Eger here. Okay, he doesn't quote the Rekiv Eger, he disagrees with him. Then in the second paragraph, but he said it's going to be the exact opposite with the Meinika. Second paragraph of the print of the 39. Okay, again, it says, Yoredei Chela Gimel Simon Nun Beis in the Eger's Moshe. V'inei b'Meinika hu lehifuch. Shemedina de Gemara ad chav dalar chodesh ein lochus v'yaz dam. Right? We consider him Meinika for 24 months, 2 years. Okay? And she won't go back to her normal cycles and so on for 24 months, even if she's not, when we had that, right? If she had a wet nurse to nurse the baby, or the baby stopped nursing after less time, or the baby died or whatever, still, she doesn't go back to her status until 24 months. Okay, and that's it. But it was manenu, kisha'ena menika kima kalanoshim rose down. Moshe writes, nowadays, if she's not physically or actually nursing, she's not actually nursing, she does begin to menstruate again. That's true. Okay? Three lines in the bottom third. I love his mind. I know, kisha'ena menika kima kalanoshim rose down. They do see. But lochein, ad shalo tira pam rishona ena choshesh's klal. Okay, da dain isla chazokas, cheskas, and swelever's domin. So if Taka, while she's nursing and so on, she doesn't bleed, good. So then we make her consider menekas for all these purposes. Aval kishetir pam rishona, shuv choshesh is on abandonness and so on, because now she's going back to seeing Dam. So that's what the Moshe writes. Again, Menika is just the opposite. Used to be Menika wouldn't see Dam for 24 months, 2 years. Okay, but nowadays she sees right away. Therefore, as soon as she begins to see Dam, she has to be choshesh, right? That's what Moshe writes in this Shua. So Ad Khan, he would say in both directions, right? That we go by what Lamaisa the status is. And today, women stop bleeding as soon as they're pregnant. They don't have to wait 3 months. On the other hand, you don't have the cool of 24 months on the other end. That was in Tav Shin Mem, about a year, a little more than a year later. Chof Sivan, Tav Shin Mem Aleph, he wrote another Shua. This is Yoredei Chelek Dalad, Simon Yud Zayin. This Shua was written to Reb Shimon Eider. Have I heard of Shimon Eider? I don't know. People still use his Nida? Huh? Yes, so he wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Nida. It's available. I guess people don't really use it so much because there are newer ones and more updated. And Shimon Eider, Zichron Lebracha, he's not in this world anymore. I didn't know him, but he actually learned in YU. Okay, he spent most of his rabbinical career in Lakewood, but he learned by the Rav. When Rabbi Reichman, Rabbi Khan, and that Tekufa. And the Rav Shia, so they, you know, they're at least 10 years older than me, but more. So that Kufa, he was by the way, in fact, people, he wrote several very, very nice works. The problem is, it was the style now is considered old. But I think he is the one who introduced the genre of, you know, the Svarim that has on the top, you know, the English, what the halacha is, with the footnotes, and Hebrew on the bottom, which is now so common, right? In other words, now you have many Svarim like that. You know, now all the halachas are written like that, right? You have Hebrew on the top, and then, I mean, English on the top, with the dinner, and then, right? Four sefer nida, and so on, kashrus, and avelus, that's the style now, many, many, many swarm. In fact, I think the whole genre, of that whole style, everything in Hebrew, in Hebrew you have the halach at the top and the footnotes on the bottom. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Neubert, the Shmir Shabbos Kuchos, was the first sefer of that style. Shimon Shabbos Kuchos has gone through a few Mahaduros, but that style of having halacha at the top, just to the bottom line, you know, and then the extensive footnotes where the Marmakomas are, where the Chonam Toma, which Shumas are about it, and what it means, and all the other exceptional cases on the bottom, that I think of Shlomo Zalman. So that's also, not Shlomo Zalman, he's the Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, Rishai Neubert, Shimon Shabbos Kuchos introduced that, and again, it's also very popular now. That's all the Svarim on Eretz Yisrael. There's this Kilchos and that Kilchos. Huh?
I haven't heard of I have the English for it. They don't have the Hebrew footnotes anymore.
The English Shemesh Halakha doesn't put footnotes. But the original Shemesh Halakha in Hebrew has extensive footnotes on it. I guess the English just published with the bottom line. It fell down straight. I have the English one to get on. But very often you should look at the footnotes. You know, not just, they're very good if you're preparing a shiur. There are many of these forms. I mean, there's Tfilas Kalim Kilchosa, this Kilchosa, that Kilchosa. I mean, you know, every mitzvah in the world now has, I mean, I'm not gonna, I think sometimes it goes too far, some of these forms, you know, that, like somebody, I forget where, somebody wrote a Purim shtick, you know, that, one of the YU papers, you know, had a Purim thing that he saw this in his pshat, in the Sefer HaKos Haman Kilchosa. Chela Gimel, page 277, footnote 94. That's a little exaggeration, but sometimes things, but all right. But anyway, so Rav Shimon Eider, son of Baruch Hu, was one of the, I think really for, he has several volumes in the Chos Shabbos, and it was Nida, and it was Tron, it was Erevin. I mean, it was a big Talmud Chacham. And I mean, they had a time, you know, he left YU, he went to Lakewood, and they had a time that in his Shabbos, he learned Shabbos by the Rav. In those years, the Rav learned Masechta Shabbos, and they didn't quote anything of the Rav, and people had a time. It wasn't one thing. Okay, but at that time, he was in Lakewood, and, you know, he was not quoting the Rav too much. Anyway, so this the Sefer Hilchos Nida, you can get it. Rav Hilchos Nida. Again, I forced what's it called? Just Hilchos Nida, I think the two volume, the green. I think that took over as a more, you know, updated kind of style and so on. But Shimon Eider, you know, was printed on a sort of a typewriter style. It was a little different, different work. But anyway, so in his Sefer on Hilchos Nida, Shimon Eider had a bunch of shilas that he asked for Moshe, and the tshuvas are printed in the back. And eventually, they, you know, it was in the back. I have the Sefer at home. Okay, in the back of the Shimon Eider's Hilchos Nida, I don't know how many, a whole bunch of different shilas that he asked to Rav Moshe. And he printed them. Later on, they printed them in later volumes of the Igros Moshe. So that's where this is from. So it's Igros Moshe, Yordei Chelek Dalet, which I think is the last Yordei Chelek. Yordei Chelek Dalet, Simon Yud Zayin. And it says, Tshuva zu nichtav al harav agon Rav Shimon Eider shlita, shabashoa shakosav sifar ba'anglis, al Hilchos Nida, shoal as moran zatzal, they collected it from his sefer and they printed them all in the later volumes of the Igros Moshe. Later volume of the Igros Moshe. Anyway, that's why we have it here in the database. So it says, "Bidvar Muberes, Sheyadua Shebizmanenu Techef Michevan Shemisaberes Poskos Miller's Dam." Okay, and nowadays we know that right away they stop bleeding. Okay, and we know Avshat Yadua Sheato Nishtanu Atoim and so on and so forth. Okay. So Rav Moshe writes, really, strictly speaking, there's no reason why we should, be machmer and wait until hakaras ha'uber b'zman hazeh. Right? He says, it's three lines from the end of the first paragraph there. When is daiti ahad this asiluk damim who rak mi shahukar ubra? Okay. But after an inner rose been nashi didan the miyaj nisabes all the damim shana tawan. Hachazin. I'm sorry. This is quoting Rav Kivega. He's quoting Rav Kivega. Forgive me. Yeah, right before this. The Heshi of Rabbi Kibbe Eber Lashon Zeh. That's here. My point is, in this truly quotes the Rabbi Kibbe Eger. I'm sorry. In this truly quotes that now we wait to Hukar Uber and that's it. And then he writes towards the end of that paragraph, Chain Ra'a Chof Tov Resh Hei. That's called Kvod Toroso Harama. That was Rav Moshe referred to everybody who sent them Shilas in this respectful way. You know, like in modern Hebrew, they say, Ah, Kvodo Sha'al, right? So it's like, Kvod Toroso, he said. So he was Kof Tof Reshe, Kvod Toroso Haroma. Flowery descriptions, he said. Chain Ra, Kvod Toroso Haroma, referring to Ma'ida, Rest on Shala, Ba'avne Nezer, Yerodeh Sun Reish Lamed Ches. Shagam Kain Kosa, Sha'ain Lisma Chama, Sha'ain Rose. You have two great, you have Eger, you have the Avne Nezer, who say that it doesn't change and so on. But he writes himself in the next paragraph, Nimtzav, I didn't quote the whole tshuva, you can look it up. Again, this is Yerodei Chelek Dalet from Yudayin, or in the back of Rabbi Eider's Sefer. Nimtzav, Shebe'etzem ein tam lahachmir, Lochus Hushem Arosa b'meres m'zmaninu, Gam kodem ha'koros ubro, Ki leka shum raya lezeh, Ve'adar abe ikaraya she'ein lahachmir el b'rosa. Only she saw. Avol, he writes here, unlike in the previous job, Mikol mokom l'maisa, Kaven should be keep Eger mistopic with that. Avnezer cause of shiz also ain lahaka. Right, so he Rav Moshe here says that since he is the first, it was interesting because you don't always do that. Rav Moshe was not afraid to fight with, disagree on halacha. You're right. If you want to know, You look at the very first line of Igros Moshe, or Moshe's Hagdamah to his Tshuvas. He writes, he said, don't attack me just because I might disagree with the Chasam Sofer, the Rabbi Yehuda, whoever it is. You know, because Kachi Darkei Shel Torah, and it's my responsibility to tell over what I think is the Gagshak, and so on. And, you know, okay, but here he does defer. He says he does defer Rikim Eger and Avdinazer, which shows me Machmer. And therefore he says, and he says that, here's a case for Darkei Tshuva, you know, the guy wasn't perished, but in the Kapora, all right, skip that paragraph, really. Okay. And then he wrote his own. Maybe he was hesitant, Ramosha, to say this Kula in English. Okay. And as a member of Eider Sefer, is going to be written in English. So even though Ramosha clearly feels, in the previous Tshuva, he said, it's not a problem. And here too, Ain Tam Lahachmer. But he says, Lamaisa, Kiveger, and then Anenezer. So he says, but he looked at the last paragraphs. Here's how I want you to write it in your sefer. Muberes kodem hakaras uva tricha livdo kishigia zman vesta. Okay, he wanted him to put it in, you know, and he said in the parentheses, moren zal hotzif al peh, hotzif al peh. Okay, he added, Rav Moshe added. Shatam Shatark Lito Kak with Sefer Kitsure Hilkosidiba Anglis, who shall Sefer Nichtav Gam Avur Balei Tshuva. The book in English, it's an important Ha'or, Halacha Sefer in English, is going to be read also by people Balei Tshuva, Shainam Gilim Vidarka Gemara Psak, or other people who don't understand Gemara and Psak and so on. Okay, we're back to Rabbi Google. Okay, you know, the Inyan Shina Hatvarim Hagorim Shina Halacha, Ye Muzar Ubilti Muvan Avuram. Tishtano Torah, even for many Torahs, it's hard. I mean, you got to tell them all that. Now, Imzos Pasuk Moran Tomei Bebirur, the Moshe Birur Leel, she'ain muber tzricha lachos levesis. You know, regular she's bar ibuya de bedika refuis. Okay, and at the end of the day, he says, really, when people asked him, Rav Moshe was not machmir, but he was afraid to put it down in English. Have a kivegi, have to have an ezer, and our whole thing is based on Tishtano HaTorah. Going to rub people the wrong way, it'll be leave people get mixed up and so on. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe writes. Now, Afhaka from the Rosa Tizor Koyon Pamach, that's fine. Yeah, now that's about okay. So, I think it's an interesting this tshuva is an interesting, sociological tshuva as well. Okay, that's Rav Moshe writes. Then in the second paragraph, Bayes, Seal Dom Venekas Manu. The woman who are not actively nursing actually do. Okay. And many women, even when they are nursing, already start bleeding today. Again, that's a health issue. The Gemara has an expression, the dam nekar, nasis cholov, that the dam turns into milk. We'll see that in a moment in the Gemara and Daf Tes. That doesn't mean literally. The blood, but it means whatever bodily activities cause her to bleed will now cause her to lactate to produce milk. But anyway, so Rav Moshe writes that many women who are nursing actually see dam today, which is true. Okay, and they have their vessels and so on. So he says, "Ubar shetzicha loch leviyas vessels, aval kaponim nira shekolz that kolz man shelo rosa dain then ain lochus aval kishosa filo pamachas." Anyway. My last paragraph writes, that's Mistabish, so we don't really assume like that. Okay, anyway, so that's a motion of Kivega. I just want to point out, Lamaisa, after having said all this, okay, Lamaisa today is not a huge nafkamina, really, okay, because this whole discussion about Mebaris Melukas, a woman who has a versus kavua from before, right? In other words, because today most of the women, their versus ain't a kavua anyway. Okay, the versus ain't a kavua, and therefore the first time she doesn't see, that's the end of it, right? When is this whole problem? The first 3 months and so on and so forth. Okay, a woman had a versus kavua for the last 5 years, or last 5 months, or last 20 months, whatever it is, has a versus kavua. Now she's pregnant. So what do we do with that versus kavua? Because if Vesa's Kavua, as we learned, you can't uproot until three times have gone by. But if Vesa's Shena Kavua, you uproot as soon as one time has been missed, right? So after one time, that's it. So,
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Don't we treat Ona Bainerness like Vesa's Kavua?
You know, if you're going to be Ona Bainerness, I think an Ona, I mean, we continue the Ona Bainerness after, we'll have to talk about Ona Bainerness. Okay, we do. Okay, we'll have to talk about Anubanus. Okay, I'm embarrassed. We will. We'll get to it. Okay. But in any event, in that sense, in other words, the sense we're talking about here about Vesta's Kavua, a woman has Vesta's Kavua anyway, so that knocked that after one time. So as soon as she realized she's pregnant, when does she realize she's pregnant? Most women, when do they suspect that they're pregnant? When they miss a period, right? I mean, when they miss a period one time. So, and therefore, once you miss the period, the Vesta Shena Kavua is already undone. So this machlokas would be more relevant in a case where, let's say, she found out she was pregnant before her Vesta's came. I guess it's possible. She was at the doctor's anyway, and then she did a test, or they did some kind of a thing. And so then it would be a machlokas. Then that machlokas would come in. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? Because the Lamaisa, the machlokas, you know, Kavigan or Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't come up today so much because the period is not, the vessel is knocked out anyway. Okay, but unless, as I say, if she found out she was pregnant before, what do you call it, before her vessels came, the very first time, right? Again, it's rare that would happen, but it could be. She was at the doctor's, whatever. They did a test and they found out she was pregnant. Okay, let's finish up now by talking about a menika bisman hazeh. All right, so that was about a muberes. So what is a menika? So let's look at the Gemara on Daf Tesamon Aleph 41. Okay, menika achetigmol tanar banan menika shemais bina betoch esrim arba chodesh. Okay, first opinion: a woman whose nevach the child dies within the first 24 months. So harei kechol hanoshim, she's like every, becomes like every other woman. Okay, umetam meis leis bekila bekila, whatever, you know. Again, that's for Tara's purposes, but again, she has the same status as a regular woman. Okay, it's either from the meis leis or since the last bedika, as we discussed. Okay. On the flip side, im haisa menikasov aleches arba ochamei shanim, if she nurses for 4 or 5 years, which is incredibly uncommon today, although every once in a while you do hear about such things, you know, the woman continues to nurse the baby. Again, by us, by that time she had another baby, right? But there are women, you hear from time to time, are nursing, you know, a baby, and not a baby anymore, it's 4 or 5 years old. Okay. I remember a friend of mine is married to a friend of my wife's, whatever. So she liked to nurse her babies a long time. She nursed her babies a long time. So her husband would kibitz already, you know, pretty soon they have to teach him to make a bracha before he nurses. Like, he was already old enough to learn how to make a bracha. So anyway, but if she nursed for 4 or 5 years, then daya shaita, then she's still considered to be musulak is domim, daya shaita, a divi reb meir. That this is all, this is again, this is the Brisa, Anita Daf Testament Aleph, that's Daya Shaita, Divir of Meir. Buda, Rab Yossi, Rab Shimon Omrim, they say no. Dayan Shaitan, Kol Eshim Arba Chodesh. The Dayan Shaitan only lasts for 24 months, okay? Leficha, Kim Haisam, Menikoso, Arba Chameshonim, Metam Eisel, Basil, Pilikabakida. She goes back to the status of a regular woman after 24 months. I don't care if she's still nursing, okay? And that's what he says. Okay. Now they don't say about what happened if she's not nursing, but the pashas is, I'm sorry, if she, again, they say that after 24 months, even if she's still nursing, she's like all other women. But it doesn't say, you know, what about the first point? So mistama would also only apply if she's nursing. If she stopped nursing because the baby died, if she gave the baby to a wet nurse, so then there wouldn't be. And then the Gemara says, "Kishatim Salomar, the Diver of Meir, Dam Nekar Vinasechala." He has that principle I mentioned before: Dam Nesar, Dam Nekar Vinasechala. Not Nekar uprooted, but it's Ocher, like chops up or breaks up. Okay, Hatoza Ocher Yisrael. So Dam Nekar Vinasechala. The blood, again, not literally that the blood turns into milk, but it means the same bodily activity that produces blood now produces milk, makes a lactate. And but the divrei Yosef Yehuda Rishon, evar misparkin. It's not that dam nas nekar nas eschalav. It's that the effects of childbirth and child delivery, okay, that, you know, her limbs break up, not literally, but it, you know, it changes her inner, you know, body's inner workings. And after 24 months, she's back to normal. Okay, she's back to normal. All right. Let's look in Rashi. So that's a mayor who said that you know, if she nursing her son, she's, you know, the son dies rather than 20 within the first 24 months, she comes like everybody else. Is Matame's lays. Shaina Dabar Tola Elabahana Kasatino. Because the kula of the status of Menachis is only when she's actually nursing the child. Now she's not nursing anymore, so it becomes blood again. Since everything to do with nursing, so then we come to her mayor's second point that even if she continues nursing well beyond 24 months, still is considered that situation. You know, that she's still a Menachis. The Chacham say no, it's not a matter of nursing the child. It's we talk tsar leda, you know, the labor, the pangs of delivery, whatever else happens to the body. Okay, Avraham is sparking, you know, her limbs explode literally, but it doesn't mean that. It means, you know, things change. Okay, the dam nistalik and she stops bleeding. And doesn't come back till 24 months. Hilchach lo shno meis lo shno chai. Doesn't make a difference whether the baby's alive or the baby's not alive. That status lasts for 24 months. So that's a cool on that end. But on the other hand, the fichach, and they say, came in the love. Came, and he says before, right? Even on the first side, on the earlier side, it doesn't matter whether the child's alive or dead. They say, Dayan Shaitan Kol Esim Arachodesh, whether you're nursing or not. So they clearly do disagree with the mayor on both points. The mayor said everything has to do with nursing. So if she's nursing, if she stops nursing after 3 months because the baby died, she gave it to wet nurse, then she goes back to being like everybody else. On the flip side, if she is still nursing well beyond the 24 months, she's still considered to be a nursing mother. And the other Tanoim say no. The other Tanoim says it's not a matter of nursing. It's a matter of her bodily functions or normal menstrual cycle returning after 24 months. So I don't care if she's nursing, maybe she's not nursing a baby. Even if the baby died, even if she gave it to a wet nurse or whatever, she weaned them already, she's still up to 24 months considered to be a Nika. And this, on the other hand, it's only 24 months, and that's it, even if she is bleeding. Okay? So that's that. By the way, this 24-month period also could, you know, according to some poskim, has enough kamil, let's say, for things like tinnitus, requiring, you know, leaving out Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur, Muberis and Menekes don't fast, right? And the Arba Tanios, leaving out Tisha B'av, right? So the more pregnant or a nursing woman doesn't fast. How do we determine nursing woman? Same question. Is it up to 24 months? It's only when she's actively nursing. Okay, just to finish off, so...
I think Rav Avadya is makel by the fasting.
He is makel. Yes, he is. That's correct. He's makel that a woman doesn't have to think about fasting 24. I don't know if all the other posts will agree, but Rav Avadya Yosef is indeed makel. Not Tishba and Kippur, but so after 24 months, doesn't matter. She's considered to be a manika, and therefore does not have to fast the other tanias. That's correct. And some disagree, others don't. Okay. And same question, really. Just to finish off, the last couple of things I printed here, last two tshuvas, one an older tshuva, one a more recent tshuva. What about today, other things that prevent her bleeding? In other words, pills. Okay, so we talked about, we've spoken in this little unit about the being in hiding, you know, preventing her from menstruating and being pregnant and being nursing and so on. So what about other things that prevent the vestas from coming bizvana zeh? What will be the status of a woman in this situation? So there's a tshuva from the Radvaz, okay? There's a tshuva from the Radvaz, and it's chelek ches. It's a later, the regular editions of the Radvaz, the tshuva, I think, go up to volumes of the vav. There's a later tshuva, miksav yad, but it's in the database. So it's tshuva from Radvaz, miksav yad, chelek ches, simon kuf, lamed vav, 43. Okay, Sha'altim Rodicha Daiti be Mikzas Noshim. Now he didn't have pills, but Shoshosos Mashke. Oshar Dvorim La'ake Vestam. The Radvaz already, in you know, in his time, was aware of some type of potion or whatever it is that one could drink or to ingest or whatever, and this would cause her not to bleed. Okay? Asara Oveshim Yom. Okay? Limited, but it would have. Im also la bala lova la afu mishitora da havi kisamach levesta lo. What if she comes to point, samach levesta, during those days after she drank or ingested this thing? Okay, so that's Radvaz. So, but Vaz says, first of all, he made Meshach HaVeses alone. Remember, he was talking about a limited amount of time. She goes back to that Machlokas, which we saw. Remember the Machlokas, whether you view the whole period like she sees for 4 days. So each of the, he says, I quote the Rav and Ramban. Remember we had last week. So Rav and Ramban, Zalsvila, Shechosheshes, for the Hemshech, for the extended time. Now we had a difference in the Rav and Ramban. Okay, the Ravid looks at it as all one big unit, it's all one big vessel. Remember, the Ramban said each day was a vessel of Natsum. Okay, we had that. So, Ravid Ramban Zal Sri Shechosheshes. So, call your own, we own vessel of Natsum. We had a chilik, but we'll go, he lumps them together, that's fine. But, Filu Neka Yom Rishon Choshes Lasharyam, Adshaku Kulum. Remember, you have to be Choshes the other days. Varam, I'm sorry, Varam Zakha Levi Varosh. Zal, we saw this. And I'm talking about, right, you remember, right from last week, right? The Balamor and the Rosh, they hold Sri Lu. You only go by the first day. We discussed all that. Okay? Shalochilik, made no distinction. Mashman, okay. Hilchov, Benida Didan, Nidon Didan, Im Avar Kolzman Vesis Lechul Amu Teres. Okay? If indeed this period of time went by, then she's Muteres. Now look what he writes. Vim Nisiso Zehamashke Tlosi Zimni. If she took this potion or this treatment or whatever exactly it was, 3 times in a row and take it worked, that's a chazoka, the havi ki'ilu nekar vesta. All right? It's as if her period has stopped. Okay? Ubhapshita shumuta lovala. Okay? The suffix is becoming rishonim before she had that chazoka. Okay? But he said once she has a chazoka, that this treatment indeed stops her period 3 months in a row, she took this pill or she drank this potion or whatever it was, okay, and it worked. The question is the first 2 times. Shadayan Huchsuk. Ms. Taberli still says the Radvaz Lakula, the Muta Lavola. Okay, he still says Muta. Why? Chada, the Iker Isulam Oishu Samuel, we assume that the Prisha Samuel Vesta did not have it. That's the one. Okay. And even though the Gemara learns it out, I mean, we discussed this too, right? The quote, Afal Gav, the Alfin of the Gemara, weren't sure, right? We quote, the Vizaratim Samuel to Mosam, Asmach the Almahi, the Chain is Kim of Farshim. We saw not a little bit of Farshim agree. We saw signing around, we saw some who said that, right? So the Radvaz is weighing in with those who feel that the whole Limud from Vizaratim is a Rabbana. Okay. Remember that we discussed. He said that's why other types of physical contact are mutter, just be as also. And we discussed all that. Okay. And he said the Rama and the Rosh make on this and so on. And then he says, and even the Machmirim, Bishlam Kishark Mis Akir Lo Siba, they're nervous, Samuch Levesta, if she delays having a period for no apparent reason. So now we were nervous about it. But he said, if we have this potion, you know, when we don't know why she didn't get a period, so then we have to be nervous. We have to be choshish. You know, what's going on? Okay? In other words, in other words, again, the Radvaz is Mekel, if she used this potion, this treatment 3 times, Ravad is Mekel. Okay, have a chazaka. He said, even without the chazaka, can really be making before the chazaka was established, because first of all, the whole thing of Vesta Rabbanan, Shakir was a mutter, I mean, Prisha Samuel Vesta Rabbanan, Shakir was a mutter. Okay, but he does say, Hilchok Yifshon Yom Rishon Shal Vesta Muteres Achakach, and we call Mokom Tzricha Bedika Kodem Tashmer. That he will say he should do. He wouldn't need to do a Bedika. Okay, before Tashmish. Yeah, okay. You would still need to do a Vedika. All right, that's the advice. But if you if that three times, then you wouldn't have to do bika. Then it's totally over. Okay, so that's the chiluk. He says he's still willing to be meiko, but you should do bika first if it's it hasn't been established three times. This trick works. This potion works. Once you have that, you won't even need a bedika. So she tries three times. She can be mishamesh even without a bedika on that day. Okay. Shomzaman Arbach in the Chumas Mincha Shlomo, and this version is Tinyana Simon Ayin Hay. Her Oros Binyana Indir, this is Topshin Chomzai, 1967. So he writes, Kadurim Limnias Vesis, taking pills to prevent the period. Okay. Ukain Bismanenu Shabaduk Menusa Shakadurim Vadai Ma'akvinis Vesis. He's aware that today some of these pills definitely stop the period. Bistaber. Okay, so now that we know that certain pills stop the vessels, we can be makel. Okay, but he adds that in some of these cases, where did he say this? He said it somewhere else. You're right to the end. Rak yesh levarer. He throws an important thing in. He says, maybe these pills, to prevent from having a period, meaning for prevent her from having a normal flow, but not necessarily spotting or staining, the maybe it'll be, and that's a problem. Okay, so perhaps these pills don't even stop all the dam completely. But the truth is that nowadays it does. Maybe in Rosh Hashanah's time, there was a room to be concerned about that maybe she'll still discharge a drop of blood. Okay, but now it's not. Okay, so now we're not, Anyway, so that one. Now, the only thing is, what if your woman's on birth control? Okay, she's on birth control. And then if you, a certain months, you take placebos. Okay, so we assume when it comes to birth controls that she should keep the vessels 24 hours after taking the placebo, because it begins to work later as a vessel. She's going to bleed, so she's already parched 24 hours after taking the placebo, because likely it is that she's going to get the period then. So that's what we assume today, but otherwise we can make all, as the Ramban says, the Shmuel Zalman says, because again, he does say at the end of the tshuva, you better make sure that, this pill or this potion that he's talking about, or pill, he's talking about pills already, kadurim, but it's ma'akev, it has to be Baruch Musa, it's ma'akev everything, which today it is. Okay? All right, anyway, that takes care of that. Any questions? Good. All right, so that to finish up. This unit, Blin Edu, this afternoon, I will send you my records the next few shiurim, and then we'll have a great day. Okay.
Maybe.